You non-believers look so effing stupid right now.
Really?
Because he's back.
Mm.
Maybe he never left.
Yeah.
But he's being seen again. And it turns out this legendary character that has lived in the shadows all over the United States and Canada for centuries may have his home base right where we lay our heads.
I am dying to see the video. Because somebody had to catch it on their camera, right?
Well, Tommy.
Oh, no.
If he wasn't real, how the hell would so many people be sure they witnessed this with their own eyes?
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There have been more Bigfoot sightings in Western New York.
Okay.
So it turns out New York State has some of the most documented Bigfoot sightings in the United States
documented.
Of America. Yes, in the last few months, they have added a few new ones in the area between us and Buffalo.
Hey, how do you document?
That was my question.
Okay,
yeah.
So,
is there an official number you have to call?
So, there is a group called the Bigfoot Project. They document sightings and interview people to investigate what they saw.
Provide the video evidence or the
we'll get there
the footprints or maybe where he took a dump.
We'll get there. It turns out he took a dump in a chair in the break room, and I'm looking at him. He's got eyes in his mouth, and he sucks at comedy. So, over the last couple of months, there have been sightings west of Brockport. That seems to be a hot spot.
Yeah.
Outside of Batavia, looks to be a place where Bigfoot likes to chill. And even the greater Rochester area has had its share of sightings. So, like I said, according to the Bigfoot Project, which is the group that documents these sightings, there was a Bigfoot sighting in 1997 near North Greece Road.
Okay.
In 2004, there was a sighting off of Island Cottage Road near the Parkway.
So they're getting closer to civilization.
Well, it seems that that area, the Parkway area, it's a big...
Well, they tend to stick to the main roads.
Well, here's the thing, though.
What?
It's not just isolated to the west side or the main roads. Someone spotted a Bigfoot in East Penfield near English and Mill Roads.
Seems like a busy area.
There is something, however, Kimmy, that all of these things have in common.
What's that?
Well, a second ago, coming into this break, somebody said it wouldn't even make sense because of its original name.
It was called Swamp Thing.
All of these
Sasquatch. It was like a skunk. They called it a skunk ape.
Yeah, Swamp Thing.
Because it stunk.
All of the sightings that I just named were in marshy, swampy
land. Bro, that ain't Florida.
It's marshy, swampy land.
And by the way, that ain't a swamp. Swamp's got to have like heat and
marshy.
Gators.
We've got marshes.
Swampy.
Ain't no swamp.
Land where Bigfoot hangs out.
It could be a little swampy.
Hey, what does it eat?
I don't know.
Is it a carnivore?
No, it probably eats like trees and stuff.
Trees and stuff.
Like lemon trees?
Leaves and stuff.
Yeah, does it eat meat?
It could. Why would it not?
Because it's like us,
twigs,
right?
Berries.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We don't know anything about it.
Well, it's like a cross between a human and a primate, right?
We don't know anything about it.
Because it looks like man-ape.
You're making a lot of assumptions for something that we don't know anything about.
Well, no. We have documentation.
Well, we have sightings. We don't have documentation.
No, you said you had documentation.
No.
I said
there is a website. Go ahead.
We have information. According to Google, Bigfoot would likely be an omnivore with a diet similar to that of a bear. It would include a variety of plants like fruits, berries, nuts, seeds, and roots, as well as smaller animals like fish and insects.
Okay.
All right. The phone number is 252-
It's a bug-eating moron.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy Mulay, on a scale of 1 to 100, 100 being Bigfoot definitely exists.
Yeah.
What is the percentage that there is a Bigfoot or a Bigfoot family wandering our region?
What do I think?
What is the percentage?
It doesn't exist.
Zero.
Yeah, okay. Zero.
All right. Kimmy, what is your percentage?
I'm gonna also say probably zero.
Okay.
I just like with all the trail cams and
everybody's got a
people
phone
in the woods hunting deer. Nobody's ever seen tracks. Nobody's ever caught that thing.
Nobody
on a
pulled
trail
their phone
cam.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not zero.
The
percentage
zero.
Is not zero.
0.001.
Because you have
one.
No physical evidence.
You cannot say for sure that this thing does not exist. We have bears around here. Yeah. How often do you see an actual bear?
No, but every now and then somebody does.
Understood, but there's a ton
of bears. But there are
bears.
There's a bear in a zoo.
Sure.
We know about bears.
Yeah, but bears are dumb enough to get caught and end up in the zoo.
Maybe it was a bear walking on its hind legs.
Look,
that does happen.
I agree with both of you. This is bear expert Kimmy.
Yeah, like when I'm circus bears on a
tricycle.
Sometimes
they walk around. It's kind of
with
funny
the fez
looking.
On.
I agree with both of you that this sounds silly. And I'm not here to jump on the Bigfoot Lives camp.
I also don't know what would be scarier.
But, sorry.
It
is also dumb to say, with conviction, there is no way that this exists. Because there is so little that we still know about the world around us. Because there have been other animals that today, We weren't familiar with 10 years ago that it turns out they existed, and
we
found
them. The depths of the ocean where we've never been.
No, but we end up finding them.
Yeah, so maybe we're just waiting to find this one.
This is going to be the most elusive thing in the last 50 years in the world.
It would be, yeah.
That has, it, not only is it, it's just a stupid animal, but somehow it's crafty enough never to be photographed.
Also,
yes.
It's smarter than Sean Penn.
If you believe in Bigfoot, if you believe Bigfoot is a thing, is that different than like the people who think there's like a Yeti? Because
that's the same thing.
That's like cold weather Bigfoot, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be just a different version.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I mean, like,
Do those go hand in hand? Like, if you believe in one, you got to believe in the other.
Well, let's put it this way.
Why wouldn't you?
Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, human beings look different based on where their people were from in the world.
You know, that's right, buddy.
Folks from hotter climates have darker skin,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, there's thicker skin for people who live in. I mean, there's a difference.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Why would that be any different for a Bigfoot?
Absolutely.
Same with bears, same with tigers, same with bobcats, mm-hmm. all of these things. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There have been more Bigfoot sightings over the last 18 months in Western New York. They are documented by a website called the Bigfoot Project, and it seems the hot spot is between the tip of Brockport and the beginning of Buffalo, all spaces in between there. But there have been three Bigfoot sightings since 1995 in the greater Rochester area, 97 on North Greece Road, near North Greece Road, 2004 off of Island Cottage Road near the Parkway, and East Penfield near English and Mill. All three of those things they have in common, marshy, swampy land.
They need water. I mean, marshy water.
Whether or not these things exist, the people who claim they saw something, they believe it.
How come hunters never shot one?
Some hunters do see Bigfoot. At least,
why didn't they bag one?
Well, because I don't think you're allowed to shoot it.
Oh, it's not Bigfoot season.
Wait, did you just say they're not allowed, to shoot a myth?
I mean,
you're not allowed to shoot Bigfoot.
You can't bag a unicorn either.
Do you have a Bigfoot tag? Do you?
Nobody.
You're under arrest.
If I'm a hunter.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that son of a bitch, I'm dropping him like JFK, man. I'm going to be the first one to bag one and drag him out of the woods.
Okay, but let's talk about hunters. Hunters are conservationists. They want things to thrive. You're not going to kill
this
animal.
But they also like a trophy.
You're not going to kill this thing.
I want his head on over my fireplace.
But what if that's the only one?
Or stuff, like the grizzlies.
What if there's so few of them that we...
But we don't know.
That's what I'm saying. So let's say you kill the one in the area. You're going to be responsible for being that guy?
I would do it. You wouldn't bag it?
No, I wouldn't want to shoot it.
Why? If you're a hunter, you're used to killing animals.
How do you know that bullet would take it down? Now you just piss this thing off.
Well, bro, you pump them full of lead.
Okay. Again, there are...
Dillinger.
There are animals you could shoot. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Folks have been waiting patiently. We got folks writing us on Instagram and Facebook message. Let's talk to Joseph. Joseph, you're on CMF, buddy. What's going on?
Okay. I've seen Bigfoot on Sayo Street.
Thanks, buddy. I have radio in the background. Okay. I don't even want to know where the hell that is.
It's not going to be good.
No, it's not.
Not going to be good.
Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
How are you guys doing?
Good to hear from you.
I was calling because at one of my old jobs, I've never seen Bigfoot. I'll just say that now. But this guy I used to drive by his place all the time out in Jamestown. They used to have, he was like a Bigfoot, super big in the Bigfoots, all that stuff. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but so it's all the way out there. I think there is a possibility exists just because there's been extinct species that we thought were completely gone that they've found, so...
I mean, he makes a valid point. As much as you dislike Ben,
Like Ben,
like a wolverine or something. Remember, we were talking about there was an animal they found out west that they thought was extinct. For
Hugh Jackman. Yeah, Tommy doesn't get that joke. Thank you, Ben. Thank you for laughing, Ben. I'm gonna let you. There goes Ben.
But those are usually smaller animals that they rediscover.
Okay, look, I'm not a believer in Bigfoot. Yeah. All right. But to say that the chance it exists is zero is a stupid thing.
That's an evolved animal that walks upright.
Well, it would be less evolved than we are.
Yeah, but it's evolved past. It's between us and the dumber animals.
Again, you sound like the dumb animal because you're just making a bunch of assumptions on things that people have said before. We know nothing about
it. Because most animals don't walk upright. Us, and that's it.
Well, no, meerkats can walk upright.
No, but we walk up.
There are lizards that walk upright. You want me to start naming upright walking?
No, but they don't walk like that all the time. Walk upright with our genitals exposed. We're the only animals
that
do that.
By the way, you're making assumptions. You only know that Because we look at them. What happens if? What if we turn our head and every animal Animal's
walks
upright?
Upright. Yeah. We're not looking.
Right, bears. Oh, crap. Get on all fours. Joey writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. The first experts say one of the theories is Bigfoot is an alien race because Bigfoot sightings and craft sightings happen in the same area around the same time. There is an app that shows where UFOs are sighted and tons of Bigfoot sightings around those.
So when you see these sightings, they're usually like you see...
When you see these sightings, coming.
It's a...
The video.
Well, you got to call the Department of Redundancy Department.
They're walking around by themselves, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So where's the mother? Where's the cubs? Where's the babies? Where's like little baby Bigfoot? Because usually like when you see a bear walking, right, the mama, she's got like three or four in tow.
Well, that's so, if she's had kids.
Well, how are we reproducing these things? Maybe where are they? Where are the babies? Where are the mothers? Where's the den?
There are animals that abandon their kids as soon as they're born.
Yeah.
Don't talk about the Irish like that. That's terrible.
No, but it's like it's asking the same question. If somebody saw you walking down the street with your dog, where's his wife? Where's his kids? How does it exist?
But I would go home to my wife.
What is it? But they wouldn't. You're not going to follow you home. They wouldn't know that. They'd be scared
so
of
we
you.
Never,
who is this weird creature that I'm looking at?
So we have no sightings of a baby or a smaller Bigfoot, like a toddler.
How would you know what is the baby and what isn't?
Well, it would look like the daddy.
Well, what is...
Upright, but smaller version.
No, but again, like maybe all the big ones we've seen are babies. Maybe they're effing huge, man.
Also, they're really big.
Taller than the trees.
Yeah, this is such a load.
Okay, look, again.
Which, by the way, where's their load? Where do they take dumps? Nobody's ever ran into a Bigfoot dump?
How do you know? How do you know that what dump you thought came from a bear or a bobcat or something was actually a Bigfoot dump? Mm. How do you know?
I don't know.
You don't, and that's just it. Like, you smugly sit here and ask
But animal dumps all look different.
Yeah, how would you know what a Bigfoot dump looks like if you've never seen a Bigfoot take
because
a dump?
Because it would look unusual.
How much dump could a Bigfoot dump if a big dump could dump foot?
Dump.
Dan writes us on Instagram.
Oh, Danny Dumps?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Two of my dad's friends in separate hunting trips both swear they saw a Bigfoot. One in Albion, one in Holly.
And they didn't shoot it.
He goes on, Tommy, these guys are not crazy. I don't have any other ghost beliefs or anything like that. This was a long time ago, and they can still detail everything they saw.
And it didn't pop it.
What?
That's what he says.
What would bother you more?
Hold on real quick.
Okay.
Just to make sure we're on the same page here, because we heard the hot spots are between Brockport and Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Albion and Holly are both between Brockport and Buffalo, right?
Technically, yeah. That's
Holly, yeah. Holly a little more north. I don't know.
What more proof do you need? Sorry, Kim.
There you go.
What would bother you more? Because I know, like, you probably, if somebody came to you and said, I've seen Bigfoot, like, you'd call them crazy. But, like, there are also people that claim that they've have ghost encounters
yeah.
and things like that. Of all those kind of strange occurrences, like, which one would bother you enough where you would think that guy's nuts?
The ghost.
Yeah, ghosts.
The ghost
would
bother you more than
one.
Bigfoot?
Yeah, because it's not out of the question. Again, I don't believe Bigfoot exists, but it's not a 0%. To me, 0% for ghosts.
But you could make the same argument for ghosts that you're making for Bigfoot. Just because you've never seen it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Well, no,
because
ghosts don't take dumps. How would you find them that way?
Oh, ghost dump?
Yeah. One of the worst Cosby movies of all time. Actually, now all of the Cosby movies are the worst Cosby movies of all time.
I'm
going to
say there are way more people that have had paranormal experiences
for sure.
than Bigfoot experiences. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you're going to call ghost guy crazy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I put ghost guy number one.
Because
ghost spirit guy
above
number
ghost
one.
Guy.
Nope. And spirit guy.
But again, it's like we talked about. There are animals that we thought never existed or had been extinct that we discover again. Uh-huh. Like that exists. That has happened. Mm-hmm. We've never had proof of a spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
What about alien? Where you throw that in?
Well, I mean, now they're doing like congressional hearings on alien sightings. So
that's what we should be working on.
Boulot writes us
on
Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Sasquatch Chronicles, episode 419, must be a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it. Life-changing lesson.
Wow.
Yeah, so listen to Boulot.
You heard it on a podcast.
The Western New York Scouts, according to Cheryl, have a whole day in January dedicated to Yeti events, and there are sightings.
What, the Boy Scouts?
Around the event. Yeah, this is, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they go looking for it or something?
Well, it just says there's an event.
It seems kind of dangerous for young men.
Okay, well, how do you know? How do you know?
Because they could get attacked.
How do you know it's an aggressive animal?
I don't. It looks mean.
Panda bears look mean. Those things aren't aggressive, are they?
Pandas are nasty.
Are they? Are you sure?
Yeah, I told you about that Asian kid who got the backpack?
Yeah, that's one video, and I think they just wanted the backpack.
He still almost killed the kid.
Do you know how good Asian snacks are? They sell them everywhere now. Have you been to East Street? They got a whole store full of just Asian snacks. They sell like Pringles with like KFC chicken in the Pringles.
Damn.
I don't blame the panda.
All right.
Giant pandas are generally known for being gentle and docile.
They got teeth.
They got teeth, don't he?
Yeah. And claw.
Don't you want this to be true?
What would you do with it? So let's say you found Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And it's just this big, stupid, half-man, half-ape animal, and you put him in the zoo.
It's like you said.
And then he's standing right next to the gorilla and the elephant.
That's not what you would do with it.
Would you do with it?
If this thing actually existed.
It doesn't mean he's smart.
Oh, my God. It is a key to unlock potential things about who we are, where we've come from, what we've done, things like that. Also, even if it's not true, the idea that it could be happening around here, this would be a good thing for us.
For tourism.
Yes, it would increase tourism.
So you would have to, like, cage him.
No, you idiot.
Well, how else would you? How else would
I'm not
tourism?
Saying catching it. I'm not saying catching it.
Okay, but you're saying, like, send people into the woods to go look for it?
I'm saying, no.
Also seems
no,
like.
No.
Go ahead.
Bad idea.
Leaning into us being the Bigfoot site capital of America.
Yeah.
Yes, Kimmy, there would be people that would want to go search
like
for
an
woods.
Area 51.
There would also be people like you and I who travel down the road that would go out of our way to go to Bigfoot Town, USA.
Oh, yeah.
And take a picture with a bunch of guys walking around in Bigfoot costume.
But that's how bored I was on the road.
But that's, look, man, Metropolis, Illinois is the tiniest town you've ever been. They are the home of Superman.
Yeah.
That town is nothing but a streetlight, an elementary school, a McDonald's, and 15 Superman museums. And every time I drove through there, it was packed. Why would you not want
people
coming? No, because you sit here going.
But the whole draw to Bigfoot is the mystery. And if you made Bigfoot Town where there's just a bunch of freaking Sasquatches walking around, that kind of takes away from the whole idea of the mystery of Bigfoot.
Yeah, what other mysteries could exist where they built an entire Area 51 in Nevada?
Yeah, you can't go there, though.
You can go to the town out of it, and it's all museums all right. and dings.
Museums and dings.
Museums and dings, which is where you buy all your museum stuff when you open up your museum. All right, let's take a break.
All right, beware out there. He's out there. Somewhere.
I mean, look, the sightings are there. God, what? I would give if you were murdered
Bigfoot
by a Bigfoot.
Showed up in his backyard.
God, like,
no, I heard they're very docile animals. They eat insects and berries and itch their ass.
They normally are, but he just heard what you said about
him. He's mad.
He's coming for you. All That's right. all he has in the woods is one transistor radio tuned into the break.
Wow, look at that.
Because we do Bigfoot humor, but now he's pissed. Hate mail of the week. If he could write, that would be our hate mail of the week next week. One of the most popular grocery stores in America is in some trouble this week.
What happened?
They're in trouble for alleged deception.
Ooh.
Even though every consumer knows what they're buying.
Yeah.
And we know because buying these says something about you personally.
Mm-hmm.
You are either one of these people or you're not. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Aldi's. The discount grocery chain is facing a lawsuit from the snack food maker who produces Oreos, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter.
So what's the problem?
Company says that the packaging that Aldi's uses to sell their knockoff version of those products is almost exactly the same as the packaging the actual company uses. We're talking,
trick ya.
Yeah, we're talking photos, colors, size, all this stuff. And it's not the first time that Aldi has been accused of this. Last year, they were found guilty of doing the same thing with packaging for snack food knockoffs they were selling for young babies.
Okay.
Puffs.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the Puffs.
Oh, yeah.
These companies want Aldi to make it so consumers know they are not buying the actual products that Aldi themselves are knocking off.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Everyone who is buying these Aldi version products, packages or not, know what they're buying.
Right.
Because there is a massive difference between people who are willing to buy knockoff store brand food and people who are willing to spend the money on name brand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Are you a knockoff connoisseur, or do you need the Cadillac of snack food?
Oh.
Do I even need to ask you?
Well, I'll tell you, because I was one, and then I switched.
Oh. Wow.
I was on one team. I went to the other team.
Really?
So when I was, working in the grocery business, I never bought store brand, because it was always low grade.
Mm-hmm. Never generic.
Never touched it.
Okay.
It was Del Monte or bust. But now I'm straight Wegmans.
So you
Wegmans
buy Wegmans brands.
Spoiled you.
Yeah, okay. So I go straight Wegmans across the board.
All right, so you buy knockoff brands. So then if you went into an Aldi's, you'd buy their
brand. No, I only do it for Wegmans.
It's not the same. And it's
why is it not the same?
The brand you know.
No, here's what pisses me
off. No, because they're like top shelf.
No, man. See, he thinks that the Wegmans stuff is better because he's been so brainwashed.
Well, some of the Wegmans stuff is pretty close
it's
to
premium.
The original. Look, I mean, like, they do a really good job of replicating that more expensive brand.
I'm not saying
in most cases.
I'm not saying it's not good. The Wegmans brand is good. What is happening here is him being a priss-ass stuck-up bitch.
It's better.
Because he's been brainwashed. He won't buy knockoff stuff at any other grocery store.
I will not.
Only the Wegmans stuff. Because in his head, he believes that it's better.
They do their research.
The type of people...
They send those guys over to, like...
No, they don't.
The Globe to figure this stuff out.
I worked at Wegmans. I never met
anybody... They weren't sending your busted-ass low-end scoop boy over to Scoops...
Scoopsville.
To go to Scoop College.
Next to... I mean, Kiri, the people I'm talking about, and Tommy does not include himself in this, are people who have decided, I will take a slight step down in quality to save the money.
The price is way different.
Yeah.
See...
But you won't do that. So you're not this person. You're a stuck-up, priss-ass, east side, turquoise shirt-wearing, bitch-ass bitch.
I'm a Wegman snob. Can I say that?
I mean, you can just take Wegmans out of it.
Yeah.
Save some time.
Stop. Yeah. All right.
I think I am all for buying an off-brand of something, but I have to try it first. Like, I have to be introduced to that snack before the purchase. So, like, some of that stuff at Aldi's, it looks like the real thing, but I'm not going to buy it. Until I try it.
So
first.
You're not going to risk your own money.
No, like
on
so,
something.
I got to hear about it from somebody else. I got to try it somewhere. Or I'm probably not going to risk it, but I'm open to it.
All right.
So Aldi's is all off brand, right? There's no name brand.
No, they sell name brand.
They do sell name brand stuff. Oh.
Yeah. Only like when they can get a hold of it, like in bulk, though, right?
No,
like, is that always there?
I think it's always there.
Oh. It's pretty consistently there. Sometimes they'll switch it up, but they do have name brand stuff.
They give you the option. That's why this company is suing them, because they're putting their products right next to these. Because
they kind of, all of them kind of do this anyway. If you look at all their products of store brands across the board, they always try to match it pretty close.
Yeah.
And they put it right next to the other one.
I will say this. I saw the packages. Again, I don't think anyone is being fooled into buying the Aldi brand, thinking they're buying the name brand, but they are almost identical packages.
But if you look at a Wegmans bottle of ketchup and a Heinz, it's the same shape, dimension, the color scheme. It's pretty much the same thing.
But I heard Wegmans ketchup is better than Heinz.
So they do.
Shut up.
So they do their to the tomato research.
Oh, really? They go to the
do a ketchup tasting?
Yeah. You're an idiot.
Which would be, ugh, gross.
All right, Tommy, I got a question. Let's say, with Aldi facing this lawsuit for allegedly mimicking too closely the name brand snack foods packaging. Let's say you walk into somebody's home.
Yeah.
They open up a bag of President's Choice chips. They lay out some chocolate Cremos for you to snack on.
Cremos.
They're not Oreos. They're Cremos. What do you think about that person?
That's low.
Okay.
But that's a busted-ass event. Like, if you invite somebody to your house, and you're breaking out your Aldi's bag garbage.
But that would be the time to use the
Chips
knockoff stuff. What, your mom was there? That would be the time to use the knockoff stuff, Kimmy, because you have to buy it in bulk for more people.
Yeah. You don't have people over if you can't afford it, man. Like, I don't want your low-end chintz party.
Whether it's Aldi's, BJ's, Costco, like people will go
Kirkland's
Best. Out of their way to buy that stuff for parties and
What's
stuff.
What's it called?
Kirkland's Best is the Costco brand. Yeah.
Of like chips?
Yeah. Of everything.
So
everything
you may have had it and not even known you were eating an off-brand.
Yeah. And there are people, Kimmy, that
My
swear.
My ass will know when I'm trying to pass it.
There are people that swear that these knockoffs are better than the products they're emulating.
That's what every cheap-ass person says.
I'm
going to tell you something. For a dollar for dollar, I'm not giving them my $2.
Uh-huh.
I could buy a dollar bag of chips. It may not be as good as yours.
No,
I got a family of four and a wife who's a little plump.
I can't feed a
family of four. On your sausage.
No, I hear you. I got a buddy that just tried to argue that he spends less money on Wegmans brand because it's better. You're this guy. You are this guy.
But Wegmans is top shelf.
Wegmans is actually good. It tastes good. Everything else. Aldi specifically gets great ratings from their customers about how close to the name brand their knockoffs
are. Because they're poor people with low taste buds.
Okay. Kimmy, do you judge knockoff snack food buyers?
No, because sometimes those people are the ones that discover the best snacks.
Preach, sister.
I have been convinced by the off-brand snackers.
Off-brand snackers?
And now some of those snacks have become like my go-to snacks.
What's your top off-brand snack?
Okay, so...
to ask that question.
I'm giving one. I gotta hear it.
It's funny you ask. No, so going back to Wegmans started making their version of like the Cheeto.
Oh.
And they make a jalapeno cheddar Cheeto
Ooh.
That is top-notch.
Ooh. You know why they have that?
It's like the puffy Cheetos. The research.
Shut up. All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF. I see you guys sitting on hold. I want to ask this question, and I want you guys to think about it before we go to
sure.
take a call. What stuff will you refuse to buy knocked off? What product do you have to have the name brand? 252-WCMF, while we're thinking. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Jimmy's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Not bad.
What's up?
They're both name brand, but I prefer Hell of a Good Chip Dip over Bison, and my wife, she prefers the Bison Chip Dip over the Hell of a Good.
But those are both name brands.
Yeah, they're both name brands, Jim. You're both spending a premium on those chip dips, buddy.
I know. It's like we buy all different brands, so it doesn't matter. But, I mean, it's weird how she likes one chip dip compared to what I like.
Crazy in your house,
no,
man.
No, yeah, I was just
good
saying.
Thing you don't have a gun.
I mean, let's not laugh. There could be chip dip arguments that lead to shootings these days. So, Jim, do you have each of those chip dips
you
in your fridge at all times?
Spots?
Yes.
Wait, you spend double on chip dip?
How fat are you people?
Not fat.
Not fat. Not fat.
If you got two dips in your fridge at the same time, your ass is huge.
Oh, it's one of my favorite Foxworthy bits.
What's that? If you got more than two cups of dip in your house, you may be a lard ass.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right. Kimmy?
Yeah.
The A number one food you will not buy knocked off is?
I mean, we've talked about this, but Oreos.
Oreos, that's A number one. Yeah.
I have yet to see a brand that has replicated the Oreo cookie.
It is pretty remarkable that
Precisely.
Oreo. Yes, Oreo has cornered the market on delicious cookies.
You can't make those better, I'm convinced.
Which is ironic because Oreos themselves are a knockoff of Hydrox cookies from back in the day.
Okay.
Which, could you pick a less appealing name for a
Hydrox?
Cookie? Hydrox.
Yeah, it just sounds gross.
Sounds like a laundry detergent.
Yeah.
But no, there has never been, and I don't think ever will be, a knockoff store brand that even touches an Oreo cookie.
Hmm.
Does not exist.
Okay.
But I think, Kimmy, pass the Oreo, and I agree with you there. The A number one for most people they will not sacrifice for knockoff brand is soda.
Mm.
Well, everybody's got their usually pretty brand loyal.
Yeah, Coke, Pepsi over Wegmans Cola or President's Choice
or
whatever.
People now are looking for soda alternatives, so they're willing to accept different brands of soda.
I think the soda alternatives they are looking for are actually more expensive. The poppies and the bubblies, not like it tastes like Coca-Cola, but it doesn't, right?
Mm.
And like the weird thing is, too, we've never seen a store that has nailed a knockoff soda. We've also never seen a store try knockoff beer. Why has that not happened?
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah, like a,
like a Wegmans beer.
Or
maybe
Walmart
it's too
or whatever.
Much to produce. It costs too much to produce.
But Kimmy, you can get a Wegmans brand soda, juice, bottled water, seltzer.
Yeah, any kind of beverage.
And like Walmart has the money to do it. Target did have the money to do it till just recently. Why would you not take a swing? President's Choice
maybe
Ale?
Maybe people are too loyal to their beer.
Okay. I would argue people are way more loyal to a soda than they are to an alcohol. People will drink whatever beer gets put in their hand most of the time. No?
But if you're buying it regularly, I'm guessing you have a go-to.
Okay. What about breakfast cereal? Will you buy knockoff breakfast cereal?
It's not my game.
I know it's not your game.
You know what?
Again, you just sit there quietly while the adults
talk
about
food.
No, I'll
tell you, there's one thing that I will only buy a name brand that's a beverage.
What's
what?
And I can get it at Wegmans, and it's coffee.
Oh.
I'm not. I get a specific brand of coffee, and I don't deviate.
Okay,
and it's not a Wegmans.
That's weird because I heard Wegmans sent everybody that works there to Columbia to learn how to do coffee.
Bro, Wegmans does have a great line of coffee.
They have a coffee bar in the Wegmans.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
and I frequent it.
And you won't buy their coffee?
No, because I'm locked into this other brand. I am locked into this brand of Italian coffee, and that's it. I will not touch.
You are such, and I know that it's not any better than the store brand.
It is. It's the way it's ground.
Oh, is it the way it's ground? It's the way they ground it.
Because if it's not ground right, it doesn't come out.
If it's not ground right, it doesn't come out.
Like, there's that, and you brought up detergent, and there's only one detergent I'll buy.
You won't buy store brand detergent.
No. I did for years, but I go top shelf Rolls Royce of detergent.
That is priss ass.
That is weird, too, because don't you get, like, a lot of your wardrobe? Isn't, like, it all dry cleaned?
No, but, like, my britches and socks.
Wait, you won't use store brand detergent for socks and underwear?
No, I go Tide.
We only buy the Wegmans pods in our house.
No,
only.
We go Tide.
We go Tide. Again, that is your brand.
Switch it up every time. I don't even think we
No, Tide is
consistent.
The man.
Tide is the man.
Tide makes your clothes look new.
252 W. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kim.
I was going to say, do you think Because you know how picky your kids can be about things. Like, they could tell the difference immediately if you try to sneak something cheaper in. So do you think, like, a family would be more likely to buy the generic version or the real version just because, I mean, you're going to save more buying the generic, but your kids may not eat it.
Here's the key to that. You introduce them to generic as the first foods they eat. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
You got to break them in early.
Yeah, it's almost like a vaccine.
Yeah.
Right? You get it in early. Mm-hmm. That way they are immune to more expensive snacks.
Oh, yeah. If I got to buy for 5-6 people, I'm going chintz.
No, really? Like a party like I brought up that you said?
Yeah, but I'm not a family of six. I'm not a, chintz breeder.
252 WCMF.
Breathing out little chintzes.
We had asked a second ago the food item you will not buy generic.
Yeah.
Will not buy. Tommy won't buy coffee, even though he drinks coffee every single day. Chuck's on CMF. Hey, Chucky, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Hey, you were talking about store brand beer. In the early 80s, there was generic beer out, and it did not do well.
Okay. Who made it?
I have no clue. The only thing I ever used generic beer for is when we went skiing, downhill snow skiing. We would put the beer cans in the snowbank in front of the car because nobody would steal those beers and get those beer at the bottom of the run.
Chucky, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Jason writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, Hellman's mayonnaise or nothing.
Yeah, some people get weird about mayonnaise.
Can I tell you, I was conscious of marketing working on me for the first time ever.
What's that?
After the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
So you were trying Duke's Mayo?
I had to try Duke's Mayo.
Which is a southern mayonnaise, I think, right?
It's a good mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah. Is it like Hellman's?
No, it's not as sweet. It's not. I thought it was going to be more like Miracle Whip.
Yeah, which is gross.
I love Miracle Whip. We've had this argument before. We're not going to have this again. But no, like, we've now been consistently buying Duke's Mayo because I watched a guy eat it with a spoon.
All right.
252 WCMF. Going back to the store beer brand. Hey, yeah. Kyle, how are you, buddy?
Hey, when I was in college, they had a grocery store had just a beer for sale. It was like half the price of normal, just generic or brand name beer. All it said was light beer, 12%, or whatever. 3.5%.
It just said light beer on the can.
No name.
Just said light beer, and like didn't even have basically a label on it. It was just silver and like light blue, and said light beer, and it was always up front and room temperature and by the can.
Was it drinkable?
Not terrible, but we were
you can clean your paintbrushes.
Yeah, right. I mean, that would be the demographic to market to,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, busted-ass kids.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle, thanks for the call, buddy. Mark writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. All these Oreos are so close to actual Oreos, you can't tell the difference after dipping them in milk. Shut up, whore. You don't know, Mark, what you're talking about. How dare you?
Mm.
And then I think this is another big one before we move on.
What's that?
Because, like, there are some brands that are so dominant in American psyches.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Coca-Cola.
Sure, they're
like
institutions.
That. Nick writes us, my GD wife will only have Hershey syrup. I even tried to put off brand Hershey. Excuse me, try it again. I even tried to put off brand Hershey in the container. She's like a goddamn forensic scientist.
Okay, I got to ask a question.
Yeah.
What adult has like their go-to syrup?
Well, even if it's something you don't eat often,
no, but it sounds like
you do want it. You want the real thing.
No, it sounds like this is like in rotation.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a sundae maker, if you drink chocolate milk, which by the way,
any adult that drinks chocolate milk is a psycho.
I hate this. Is a psycho, psycho like a psycho?
Psycho.
Psycho. He's a psycho. I hate to break it to you, chocolate milk is making a comeback because of the.
Because we're getting weird.
Post-workout benefits of chocolate milk.
Post-workout or what,
gym
boobies?
Gym bros and gym chicks are way back in on chocolate milk.
But that's like, isn't that like protein style? Like, it's not just chocolate milk,
no,
is
it's
it?
Chocolate milk.
I'm
not
telling you
this.
Right now.
It doesn't build a body.
You go to any gym that has
just chocolate milk.
Now, Kimmy, I don't know the science behind
There's
it. I've not read
something
up on
else
it.
In it.
Look, I've not read up on it. I'm telling you right now, if you go to any gym that sells
chocolate milk.
If you go to any gym that sells drinks afterwards, they will have chocolate milk because gym bros and gym chicks are back in on chocolate
milk. All right. I did not know.
That's weird.
Just letting you know. Let's take a break. This has got to be a lie. It has to be a lie.
A lie.
Because as accessible as marijuana is now, you can't tell me this many people this age stopped doing it, never did it, and went, you know what? Now it's legal again. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new study, marijuana use by seniors nationwide has increased.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
More states have straight up legalized it. It's also become easier to get a prescription in the states that don't have it recreationally.
Nice.
Right? And, I mean, the older you get, some people get a little bit weird about taking certain kind of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, you get over-medicated.
There you go. So folks will turn to marijuana to help with aches and pains yeah. and issues and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So not surprising, seniors using marijuana is up. What is surprising is in the last 2 years,
yeah.
it's up by 50%.
50%.
50%.
All right.
You're going to tell me
yeah.
that many seniors were not using marijuana yeah. the whole time and lying about it?
Well,
it's funny. I just discovered this all of a sudden now that it's legal.
What?
All right. Could it be? So you think they've been burning the whole time?
Yes.
But illegal.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Like maybe, so, but maybe not as much.
All right. So there's also people that now that they're, it might have been a perfect storm of kids out of the house, it's legal.
Oh.
I did it 30 years ago. I'm back around to it because of the aches and pains. And now it's like smokable Advil.
Look, I'm with
you. But you think they've been just burning the whole time.
I know there are people that got back to it the way you're describing.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm telling you that you think 50% is way too high in 2 years.
To all of a sudden be interested in
yes,
it.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it ain't that they're back doing it again. It is now that they are now comfortable admitting
closet.
It. Yes. Because there is a silent chunk of people.
Yeah.
There is still a stigma in certain communities. Statistically, folks over 65 are the most likely to still oppose legalized cannabis.
Yeah.
So you couldn't, if you were doing it illegally,
yeah.
talk to your friends about it. But all now right. that you see other people are doing it.
Little hide and puff.
You feel more comfortable. All That's right. got to be what it is, man. Come on.
I never thought of it that way, to tell you the truth. I just thought like people got back into it because it like popped up on their radar.
I mean, like if I told you people under 65 that marijuana use under 65 increased by 50% in 2 years, you're going to tell me you believe me though? You would believe those people weren't smoking the whole time?
Well, I kind of put it to like the sexually transmitted diseases that started spiking all of a sudden in seniors.
Okay.
Because they had time in their hands. They were now...
And more
out.
Than that in their hands.
Oh, yeah. They had grandma on their hands.
Yeah.
So think about it. Like, you know, they moved into these senior centers, like these, like that villages in Florida where there's like group activities and stuff like that. Sure. And people were sort of hooking up and not wrapping up because they think, oh, you know, I never had to do it before. She's not going to get pregnant.
But I mean, that's kind of different. Like their spouses were dying. You had access to different people.
But I'm thinking that same kind of like, not that they were cheating on their wives the whole time or swinging or just banging everything, but now I guess opportunity showed up.
Okay, I get where you're coming from.
That's kind of how I thought with the weed.
But with the weed, if we had legalized marijuana federally,
yeah.
like nationwide it was available.
Well, we'd be stumbled all over each other.
No, the point I'm making is I'd be more likely to believe this 50% number, yeah. which I still wouldn't. But only certain states have recreationally legalized
yeah.
it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it wouldn't even give everyone in America access to it.
It was surprising, like, the guys we knew that you never thought got high on a regular basis. They were that straight. They were just, they acted like they could be 35 and they acted like they were 70-year-old men, but they got high constantly.
It is funny. You're right.
And they were anti-everything.
You almost don't believe them
right.
when you tell them, right? Like, shut up. No.
Yeah.
You're an
idiot. But they did.
I mean, we're both thinking of the same
yeah.
guy right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
Mr. Law and Order. Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what percentage of people this would account for. But I do have family members that this applies to, like family members that did get into it at a later age. And it's only because I think the idea of marijuana, they were afraid to smoke it.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like the idea of smoking something kind of scared them,
okay.
I think, for most of their lives. And then when all these other ways of consuming it came out mm-hmm. and were made available, they were kind of all in on it.
Okay. And again,
and they were less... You know, it was easier to try, I guess, for the first time.
I understand. Those people exist. I'm not arguing yeah. that. I'm telling you, it ain't 50% more.
The closet toker.
Exactly. But so here's the thing.
Yeah.
With this study that we have in front of us, that with legalization and recreational marijuana, easier to mm-hmm. get prescriptions, that senior marijuana use has increased almost 50% in the last 2 years. The most surprising thing in this study?
What was that?
Senior marijuana use was more prevalent among women.
Really?
I know.
That's a little shocking.
But it also may make sense. One, I think women would be more afraid to break the law.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. Also, you would need to mellow out, too, if you spent your entire day with a guy over 65 years
old. Yeah, true.
Like, think about how stressful That has to be.
Yeah.
But that would also mean either there are a lot of single women that are doing this.
Older single
women. Or there are older single women who are getting high without their partners. Because that would mean she did it and he doesn't.
Yeah, that could. Yeah,
that seems strange.
But you know, you could take an edible. You could bake with it. You know, you're not just sitting there. You know, burning one.
No, I get what you're saying.
And he don't.
But like, one, if he's not doing it, is he not doing it because he has a moral opposition? Is he not doing?
I mean, medically, maybe he can't. You know, maybe you know.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people my age are on like a million prescriptions and are afraid to interact with stuff, and maybe she ain't.
Understood. I guess, like, when it comes to marijuana and couples, I assume that couples wear marijuana together or not at all.
Yeah, it's a couple project.
Is that a fair statement?
No? I don't know. I think I know I know some older couples who, you know, just one does and one doesn't, or at least they don't as often as the other.
Okay. All right, maybe I'm
I don't think
there.
Like they're necessarily against it. It's just not their thing.
But okay. I do like your take on having to deal with an old man. You may need to burn one just to deal with his crap all day.
I would think you'd be pushing gummies on him just to mellow him out too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, high strung, always moving around, wanting to do stuff all the time, old man, argue about everything. You'd mellow that dude out.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
There.